My 92.7 R&B from the 80s, 90s, and right now, I told you he was on his way. I got a hip-hop legend, actor, author, Grammy Award winner. The list goes on and on. This Monday night, 9 o'clock on TV One, your very own Kool Moe Dee. What's up, Kool?
Cooler, man. And you sound like James Brown was coming out. Like, what is that? That was great.
I love it, man. It's an honor and a privilege for me to have one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time. I grew up listening to your music, man. You was a groundbreaker in the hip-hop industry. Now to be featured on TV One, how does that make you feel? And also being considered a hip-hop legend.
I don't drive from my ego anymore as the elder wise man I feel that I've turned into. So I'm appreciative. You know, the very first thing is always try to approach things with humility. So the first and foremost position is appreciation. So I'm very, very, very appreciative.
Man, for your career to last almost four decades, man, is truly a blessing. Your career started in the late 70s, early 80s with the Treacherous Three, and see where hip-hop is today. What do you think about its progression, man? And not only that, what is hip-hop missing, if anything?
Well, it's just like anything in life, energy can't be destroyed. That's a law of physics. But what also what comes with that is you have entropy. As we progress, sometimes we regress simultaneously, so we lose some as we gain. We're gaining a lot more economic access, but we're losing a lot more social responsibility.
Wow.
So the younger generation, they haven't lived long enough to understand the reason that the social side is just as important as the financial side.
You're right about that. With five albums strong, man, and they're featured on almost everybody's project, over 20 movies, TV roles, a Grammy, what do you consider your greatest accomplishment?
I don't know if I would call this the greatest accomplishment, but the greatest experience is working with Quincy Jones on Back on the Block.
Wow.
It was the height of insight, the height of awareness, the height of musical expression. Sitting with him in the studio is like sitting with the musical version of Yoda. I looked at that as an accomplishment to be able to get into the space where Quincy Jones would call me personally and invite me to do that project.
Kool Moe Dee hanging out with Fly Ty. Of course, he'll be featured on this Monday's TV One, July 16th. It goes down at 9 p.m. And Unsung takes you on a roller coaster ride. I'm going to ask him about that ride coming up in about 15 minutes. Kool Moe Dee on My 92.7.